Going on, everybody. I would have thought when I did that radio show that was archived and podcasted on WrestleView, and I hope you guys get a chance to listen to it because it was a blast doing it, but I thought by doing that show, it kind of gave me a little boost, gave me a little positive energy. And get me flying a little, you know, forward motion with the project and the column and pro wrestling in itself. Lasted one column. It's tough to try and explain what's going on. It's just, you have a dream stuck in your head, and you're desperate for this dream, but meanwhile, every single time you make a turn, or attempt to try and take the steps necessary to achieve that dream, you realize that you're running into obstacles that are virtually impenetrable. I know that's the sound of a pessimist, and I try with every ounce of my being to not sound like that, but and this is going to sound like I'm making an excuse, but it's the God's honest truth. When your youngest child has gone through anywhere close to 20 times being on an operating room table, and they're cutting open his head for whatever reason, your ability to look a nearly impossible challenge in the face and take it head on has become significantly diminished. In other words, I don't see a future for me. I mean, yeah, I'm enjoying the hell out of writing this column. I'm even enjoying doing these podcasts. Seems like you guys listen, want to hear what I have to say, based on the statistics I've seen through Podbean, and I'm grateful for that. The way I sound on all these things, I almost wonder if you guys are going to stop listening because I always sound like the world's coming to an end. It's not meant to sound so down, just my attempt to try and endure. The best way I could say it is just my attempt to try and endure some of the hardships that at the present moment I'm dealing with from a family perspective. And I do know that expressing it helps, which I do sometimes in my column, and I do sometimes with this. I'm kind of discouraged by what's transpired over the past week. It appeared that I was approached by somebody from Columbia Records to write a review of the forthcoming WWE music CD. And being that I have virtually all of them, with the exception of the iTunes release, I was jacked up, to say the least, to do it. Well, it's been over a week since then. No response. And no response to the email I sent to her yesterday. So it looks like I got screwed. And it's just another it's just another addition to the sample nature that I have unfortunately developed over time and battles. I've become very much of a cynic and an extreme pessimist, and it's not the best way to go through life, to say the least. Found a used copy of an old Armageddon where the main event was Undertaker Randy Orton inside Hell in a Cell. So I'm definitely anxious to see what that is like. I didn't pick it up back in the day because I don't know why I didn't pick it up back in the day, but I found it used, and I almost never not pick up any used wrestling stuff that I don't see, used wrestling DVDs when I see them out at the local GameStops, and I'm quite anxious to see. I don't even remember what year this is from, but one of the other matches on the card was World Tag Team Champions Kane and Big Show facing WWE Tag Team Champions Batista and Rey Mysterio. So it was definitely one from a few years ago. My intention this week is to pick up the Triple H DVD and the No Way Out DVD from this past year. I want to see those two chamber matches, and being that I have all the other chamber matches in my possession, it's one of those collections that you just have to continue with. And I want to see the Triple H DVD because, as much as maybe the world has their own opinions of him, I respect him as a talent. I respect him as a competitor. And I want to see if this compilation could be as good as the Austin compilation that they just recently released. I've looked at the Shawn Michaels DVD on a couple different occasions, and I haven't picked it up, and I should. Haven't picked it up for, I don't know, I guess my affection, my fan, being a fan of Triple, I'm more of a fan of Triple H than I am of Shawn Michaels when push comes to shove, but I don't know, maybe just somewhere down the road I'll pick that up. Also looked at the World Class Championship Wrestling DVD on more than one occasion. One of these days I ought to just suck it up and buy the World Class DVD, and if I could find it, again, buy the AWA DVD, just to have that classic stuff in my collection. I don't know why I didn't do it back then, but I should have, but there's only so much you can do, you know? Getting increasingly aggravated that I have to wait till the beginning of April to get the December pay-per-view from Ring of Honor. I'm also waiting patiently for them to release the February show that I went to. I'm interested to see what they title it and how that DVD comes about. Still contemplating whether or not I'm going to go to the Hammerstein Ballroom in May. It's like one of those scenarios where it wouldn't kill me if I don't go, but it's one of those venues where you feel like you have to see a show there once in your life before you die. It's like when you have to be at Madison Square Garden one time, or you have to be at Nassau Coliseum, or wherever it may be. You feel like you just have to attend one show in this particular venue. I probably will be there, but it's still just a thought in my head. I haven't been around the project the last few days, and I'm sorry about that. My motivation has been down, trying to get myself remotivated, and I'm working on it as best I can. Kind of bummed out that you guys are saying at the palace the project's gotten quiet. kind of bummed me out a little bit. And I know it shouldn't, but it did. I'm going to close it out now, guys, because I'm expecting my family to return home any minute. So let me just close it out by saying this. Be very appreciative of the scenario that you may be in now at the present point in time. Because if you're ever put in a scenario where you don't feel like there's any legitimate way out, and it's a scenario that you're generally not happy with, it takes a tremendous toll on you in every single facet possible. And it's very difficult to recover from. Believe me, I know from experience. I will do my best come at you with another podcast soon, one of a more positive nature, probably a little closer to WrestleMania. We'll talk preview before I write the picks column. Until then, I'm sorry this was such a downer again, but I'll see you guys later.